Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and here with us in the studio, as he is at this time each week, is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Ian. How are you?
I'm so grateful that the fun drive is over. Thank you to everyone who pledged and got us back on our regular time.
Woo!
And before we can do this week's show, let's clear up our challenge from last time.
In which I said, start with the word Andromeda. Add a letter, and you can rearrange the result to spell the 10-letter title of a film about an asteroid. What is the title?
So if you add a G, you can spell Armageddon.
Yes, which may also apply to this show in certain circumstances. All right, Ian, on October 20th, 1803, the United States Senate ratified the treaty between the U.S. and France that set forth the terms of the Louisiana Purchase. Passing in the Senate by a vote of 24-7, the Louisiana Purchase effectively doubled the size of the U.S., adding over 800,000 square miles at a cost of around $11 million in cash and the cancellation of some $3 million in debt to France. To commemorate the Louisiana Purchase, this week each correct answer will have the initials LP.
Okay, let's play.
Along with St. Moritz, Switzerland, and Innsbruck, Austria, what city is the third to have hosted the Winter Olympic Games twice, the latter of which included the famous Miracle on Ice hockey game between the United States and Russia?
A shout out to all of our listeners in Lake Placid on 88.7 FM.
Hey folks, how you doing? Yes, Lake Placid is correct. And in 1895, the Placid Park Club was developed by one Melville Dewey, who you may also recognize as the person who invented the Dewey Decimal System.
Wow.
Portrayed by actress Cheryl Lee, what character is the catalyst for the events in the television series Twin Peaks, in which her murder brings Special Agent Dale Cooper to the town to investigate the crime?
Well, I'm not current on the latest season, but Laura Palmer.
That is correct. No spoilers. Definitely no spoilers here. What is the official name of the product developed by Betty Nesmith Graham in her kitchen in the 1950s while working as a typist, which she mixed in her blender and first distributed to her coworkers in bottles labeled Mistake Out?
Liquid pen?
Close.
Liquid paper.
Yes, very good.
It's like the whiteout stuff.
That's right. It's the official name of what we sometimes call whiteout, or certainly the brand name. And, you know, it's like Kleenex and Xerox and
yeah,
all that stuff. Yes, it's called liquid paper. And Ms. Nesmith Graham was fired from her job at the bank where she worked when she typed the name of her company instead of the bank's name on a piece of correspondence. He won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry in 1954 and the Nobel Peace Prize in 1962, making him one of four individuals to win more than one Nobel Prize and the only one whose prizes were both unshared. He is also one of only two people, along with Marie Curie, to win Nobel Prizes in two different fields. Who is he?
I'll take a shot and say Louis Pasteur.
That's a good guess, but it's not the right one.
Okay.
Do you need a security blanket?
Linus Pauling.
Very good.
Thank
yes,
you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the hint.
And his 1954 Nobel Prize in Chemistry was given for, quote, his research into the nature of the chemical bond and its application to the elucidation of the structure of complex substances.
You should get a prize just for getting that sentence out.
I think so. And finally, what item completes this group? Candlestick, knife, revolver, rope, wrench.
You can never do a show without a clue.
I don't think we can. I think it's law by now.
LP. Is it the lead pipe?
Yes. And as you have correctly deduced, those are the six original weapons in the game Clue. And in the 1998 Master Detective version, they added poison and a horseshoe. Well, Ian gave a very laudable performance today. How well did you do? Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can take a break from that LP and visit WAMC.org/anyquestions to hear this show again, or get some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase launch pads. Rearrange the letters to spell 2 5-letter words, each a thing you might serve in a bowl. What are they?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
Later, people.